The piece of music we're listening to in the background is called A Chance to Be Free. It's one of the themes for the audio drama soundtrack from Hood, Noble Secrets, and the whole series by Spiteful Puppet. Today we'll break it down and get into why and how it was made. You're listening to How I Make Music, where audio drama composers get to tell their own stories. In this show, we break apart the music of fictional podcasts and take a trip into how it was made. My name is Samuel Pegg. I'm a composer from London, United Kingdom, and this is How I Make Music. Welcome back to How I Make Music, A Chance to Be Free, from the audio drama Hood by me, Samuel Pegg. Thanks for listening in.
And kid, I want these men alive. Damaged is fine, but alive. Make sure they understand that. The dead aren't known for their intelligence, yes?
Hood was the first audio drama that Spiteful Puppet had ever put together.
Was that anything I need to be worried about, John?
So we were all learning, really, what to do.
The forest is alive. You can't jump at every noise or shadow.
But at the same time, we didn't have any conceptions, of how to do it, so maybe that was a good thing.
Ambush! I saw them coming! Where did they come from?
Who cares, Philip? Just fight!
And it's a story of, well, Robin Hood, but in a way that you're probably not used to hearing it. Robin Hood is not the character you expect him to be. There are quite a lot of twists along the way. In London, there are just a plethora, there's just a huge pool of fantastic musicians, and especially at the moment, there isn't a huge amount of work going, so people are keen to come and record. I'm sort of classically trained, playing in orchestras. But really, most of my training actually came through working with live musicians in the feature film world, recording scores at the top studios in London and abroad. Next week, I'm going to go to Abbey Road to record something for an album I've written. Got a string orchestra, and we've got some interesting Baroque instruments as well, which will be quite fun. Oboe de Caccia and Oboe d'Amour, they're both period instruments from, I guess, the Baroque period of music. So they're very old sounding instruments. Here's a snippet of how it sounds. Yeah, it should be a really fun day. This piece, A Chance to Be Free.
Why are you even listening to him? You really think he can give you a royal pardon?
Plays between a poignant dialogue between Little John and Will Scarlet. John is dreaming of a different life, an alternative life, and Will is unsure. Maybe we need to play it safe and keep doing what we're doing.
This is a chance to be free.
It's a chance to die? You ever think of that? You know that money won't be easy to find, and whoever has got it, if they haven't spent it, won't just give it up.
There's sort of three sections to the queue, but the major shift is when they decide they want to take, as they put it, one last roll of the dice.
I think about not waking up because someone tries to be a hero and claim the price on my head whilst...
And they're going to pursue a rather daring and
only have to get careless.
Sort of risky plan.
Could be over.
With the aim that they might get a royal pardon and finally have a chance to live a free life with their families rather than being outlaws.
The difference is everything, Will. Surely you see this is too big a chance just to let go. Will... I'm not sure how much longer I can go on like this. I miss my family.
Little John, he's really looking for this alternative life where he can be with his family. He could be dying. So the queue needed emotional heart, but an honesty to it as well. hard to beat. A solo cello gives it a sort of sense of gravitas. My friend Lily Thornton just gave an absolutely beautiful performance here. Redemptive type theme, I suppose. It's them just dreaming of another life. And then when there's a shift in the narrative, we bring guitars, drums, and energy. Because the decision has been made that they are going to pursue this risky course of action. It's easy to write music when you have fantastic performances and an expertly written script. A felt piano does sound a little bit different to a typical concert grand. It's basically any piano where you put a layer of felt between the strings and the hammers. Here's how it sounds. It gives you a level of intimacy you wouldn't normally get. It's almost got a ballad sound. The chords are very simple. It's really meant to be music of the common people. It's not sophisticated, it's not clever, it's just, you know, simple music in triadic harmony. It's the music that the people in the forest listen to. These are some tuned propanium cans, I think, or some paint cans or something like that, that yeah, they just they sound great. And we got two colours, one played with brushes, one played with fingers, and then panned left and right. That's about it for this week's episode. We'll listen to the full composition in just a moment, but before we do that, thank you for listening to How I Make Music. Catch new episodes on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else. We've been listening to music featured in the audio drama called Hood by Spiteful Puppet. To hear the full story or check out my other work, follow the links in the show notes. We video recorded the making of this episode. Check it out and support the musicians of audio drama by becoming a patron at patreon.com/howimakemusic. Top tier patrons get mentioned right here in the credits of every episode. How I Make Music is created by John Bartman. For audio experiences that keep people listening, contact John Bartman via the show notes. And now, here's a chance to be free, a gentle and dreamy piece written for the audio drama Hood in its entirety. My name is Samuel Pegg, and thanks for listening to How I Make Music. Catch you next time.